Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1687, air date May 1st, 2026.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Shiva. Today we're going to take a closer look at how sesame seeds can support women's health. We'll explore their key active compounds and understand in a simple and clear way how they work together to promote overall wellness, maintain balance, and support long-term health. This is going to be an engaging session where we take a closer look at the molecular profile of sesame seeds and examine the key pathways involved in the development of women's overall conditions. So, let's begin and understand what this is all about. Sesame seeds, often referred to as the digestive defender, are one of the oldest oilseed crops and belong to the Pedaliaceae family. They are naturally rich in essential nutrients, including healthy fats, proteins, vitamins, minerals, and dietary fiber, making them highly valuable for overall health. Beyond nutrition, sesame seeds are widely used in everyday life, not just in food, but also in animal feed, cosmetics, and even in traditional medicinal applications. As many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, through a system science framework. This approach allows us to look at how all the different parts are interconnected, helping us understand the bigger picture behind complex issues. It's a powerful way of thinking, and it's something that anyone can learn at truthfreedomhealth.com. Before we move ahead, I'd like to share a short video. As more of you begin to understand systems thinking, this will help set the foundation for what we're about to explore next. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light. Learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, we'll be exploring sesame seeds, a potent medicinal herb, and how it plays a vital role in improving and supporting women's health. I hope you enjoyed that video. I want to sincerely thank our Cytosolve team for putting it together. We do this as a service to help people truly understand nature as an interconnected system and to recognize that food can be powerful medicine. When you take a systems approach, you start to see things more clearly and gain a deeper, more accurate understanding of how the body and the world around us actually work. All right, let's move forward. What drives everything we do at Truth Freedom Health, at Cytosolve, and across all our initiatives, and honestly, everything I personally commit to, is the awareness that people in positions of power are causing real harm. And this isn't an exaggeration. When you look at global data, you see that human lifespan is actually declining. That's the reality we're dealing with, and it's exactly why this work is so important. The curvature of lifespan is going down, while the cost of living, meaning people's basic ability to survive, is rising exponentially. If you look at this graph in a calm, unemotional, and detached way, it becomes very clear that the people who have driven these trends have no real interest in you as a human being. The outcomes show that human well-being has not been their priority. And this didn't just start 5 or 10 years ago. When you step back and look at the data, you can see this pattern has been unfolding for at least the last 50 to 60 years. It has persisted across those on the left and the right, people who call themselves independents, and those who claim to be agents of change. Despite their different labels, the results are the same. All of these forces operate top down. They emerge from what I call the swarm. For those who want to understand that concept more deeply, I encourage you to explore shatterTheSwarm.com. The key point is this. Those in power are not genuinely invested in your health or your longevity because they do not live the same reality as the rest of us. So the real question becomes personal. When you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to do it for you. And believing that voting for one figure or another will suddenly fix this is simply not realistic. Even my own run for president was never about saving anyone. It was about giving people the tools to save themselves. That's what all of this work is about. Whether I'm talking about sesame seeds, turmeric, election integrity, or anything else, it is all driven by this same fundamental curve. This decline didn't come from one single cause, and it won't be fixed by tweaking one small thing. This is a systems problem, and only a systems approach can truly address it. Now, what has driven this decline is not a single factor, but a convergence of several major forces. One of the most significant has been the systematic weakening of the immune system within the healthcare space, alongside growing environmental challenges that make access to clean, healthy food increasingly difficult. And these two pressures alone place enormous strain on human health and resilience. During the so-called pandemic in early 2020, I focused on educating people about one central truth: the human body is a system. The conversation was never about being pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine. It was about understanding and strengthening the immune system. That systems-based education gave people practical tools to protect themselves, because real health does not come from isolated interventions, but from supporting the whole system. At the same time, food quality has continued to deteriorate, making it harder for people to nourish their bodies properly. Beyond healthcare and nutrition, the education system itself has been under sustained stress. System science is largely absent, replaced by reductionist thinking and, in many cases, misleading science. People are no longer taught how to truly observe, think critically, or solve problems, whether at an individual, organizational, or societal level. As a result, many come to rely on governments or external authorities to solve problems for them. This is compounded by failures in governance, economic instability, poor financial education, and widening income inequality. Together, these interconnected failures explain why this curve exists and why it must be addressed as a systems problem, not as isolated issues. So, Truth Freedom Health, my systems-based creation, is built around education, community, and structured courses. It's a platform designed as a solution, one that takes a true systems approach to empower you to understand your health and ultimately help yourself. The reality is, no one else is coming to save us. We have to equip ourselves with the right knowledge and tools to take control of our own well-being. And that systems approach involves the ability to strengthen your immune system. It involves the ability to eat local healthy foods on a budget. You get clean food. That's through our certified clean solution, which has been around now for over a decade. It comes from understanding system science. So you learn how to get truly educated. It comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate. It comes from us developing our own leaders in our community. The Swarm creates its leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement is creating leaders for truth, freedom, health. It also teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. Unfortunately, many forces encourage people to spend money on essentially worthless things. Our movement takes a different approach. It equips people with real tools they can actually use. If you're interested, you can visit truthfreedomhealth.com. Every Thursday, we host two open houses, one at 11 a.m. and another at 8 p.m. There's absolutely no cost to join. It's a space where we bring together incredible people from all walks of life, many of whom share their personal journeys into understanding systems and taking control of their health and future. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated by this deep interest in helping you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Just a quick reminder, that's at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. every Thursday. You can RSVP now by visiting vashiva.com/orientation. We'd love to have you join us this Thursday and be part of the conversation. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, and heal all together. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a Leadership Training Institute and a Systems Health Institute, where we are educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that, and the Cytosolve Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products, and by doing so, you can be part of the solution. And so we provide you with a framework of solutions. For instance, when you think about the idea of using food as medicine, we introduce the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. This is a global certification that tracks food from the moment it's sourced all the way to your table. We've established very high standards for what qualifies as clean food, ensuring transparency about its origin and maintaining a world-class benchmark for quality. The next tool is Cytosolve, a platform that helps us analyze the compounds present in food and understand how these compounds interact. Using this knowledge, we can strategically combine them to develop powerful, effective, natural medicines. And finally, just because something comes from food doesn't mean it's beneficial for everyone. That's why Systems Health trains people to determine the right food for the right person at the right time, ensuring optimal health benefits. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolve took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey. And clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard, but think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. I've truly burned the candle at both ends, driven by deep motivation and a genuine care for others. I've never forgotten where I came from, and life has given me the incredible opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot. You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, so you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get on to the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. or you can go right to being that. But this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about sesame seeds, or when I talk about ginger, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who claims they don't want to talk about politics is, as the great writer Alberto Brick said, among the most ignorant people in the world. It's like hiding their head in the sand. In America, people often have the luxury of doing that. But make no mistake, choosing not to be political is deeply selfish, because that silence comes at the expense of all working people. So the people of the United States must rise. They must become political, take charge of their health, and stand ready to fight for freedom. If you want to grow stronger, healthier, and smarter, then you've come to the right movement. But if you choose ignorance, weakness, and sickness, then this is not the place for you. But before we start on sesame seeds, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and then we're going to go to sesame seeds on women's health. What is Truth Freedom Health, and why should all of you become a warrior scholar? I create these videos to share valuable information with you, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn for yourself and become warrior scholars. That way, you'll truly understand the roots of the system's approach and think independently. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on sesame seeds on women's health. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right, the Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders, oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. Or you're gonna follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not gonna lead us to liberation, it's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game, and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done, and it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com. All right, everyone. There's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. As you can see, there are several different contribution plans available. I recommend starting as a member because it gives you access to a comprehensive course called Get Off the Plantation. This program is designed to help you reflect deeply and ask yourself an important question. Do you want to free yourself, or do you want to remain a slave to the system? Or you can choose to be a supporter, and in return, we'll continue to share even more gifts of knowledge and education with you. Or else you can contribute a little bit, and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved. But understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge. We'll give you support. We give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let's also recognize we have an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You're all welcome to join. So what are you going to learn today? First, we'll give you a clear background on sesame seeds, what they are, what women's health really means, and why women's health issues arise based on what we understand today. From there, we'll introduce Cytosolve, a revolutionary scientific platform that allows us to innovate solutions using food, grounded in systems science rather than guesswork. We'll also share our broader initiative. This is a fundamentally different approach, and quite frankly, there is no other way to solve these problems. While today's focus is on sesame seeds, that doesn't mean sesame seeds will work for everyone. Women's health is a highly complex systems problem, which is exactly why no one has truly cracked the code until now. What we are doing is making real progress by applying a systems approach. We'll then dive into how sesame seeds supports women's health, discuss appropriate amounts, and most importantly, address the reality of whether it's right for you. For us, it's always about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Finally, we'll share how you can be part of this initiative and participate in building these solutions together. As I mentioned earlier, sesame seeds, often called the digestive defender, are one of the oldest oilseed crops and belong to the Pedaliaceae family. They are naturally rich in essential nutrients like healthy fats, proteins, vitamins, minerals, and dietary fiber, which makes them highly beneficial for overall health. Beyond their nutritional value, sesame seeds are widely used in daily life, not only in food, but also in animal feed, cosmetics, and even in traditional medicinal applications. When we look at its traditional uses, sesame seeds have a long and rich history, especially across Asia, where they've been used for over 5,000 years. Since ancient times, sesame has been known as the queen of oil, a name that reflects its exceptionally high oil content and value. In fact, ancient texts like the Vedas describe sesame as both a herbal remedy and an important part of traditional healthcare preparations, highlighting its significance in early medicine. Now, what's really interesting is that sesame's history goes back over 3,600 years, all the way to ancient Egypt, where it was actually listed in the Ebers Papyrus as a valued medicine. And if we look at ancient civilizations, Babylonian women used a mixture of honey and sesame seeds to support youth and beauty, while Roman soldiers consumed sesame to boost their strength and energy. Even in Ayurveda, sesame is considered a powerful natural strengthener. Its rich and nourishing nature helps build immunity, protect the body from weakness, and deeply nourish the body's tissues. Now, when we look at the types of sesame seeds, they are generally classified into two main varieties, black and white. Black sesame seeds retain their outer hull, while white sesame seeds are typically hulled. This outer layer in black sesame seeds is what gives them their distinct color and also adds to their nutritional value. In fact, research shows that black sesame seeds may offer greater health benefits as they contain higher levels of protein and a richer concentration of lignans, compounds known for their beneficial effects on health. So let's now shift our focus to women's health. When we talk about women's health, we're really focusing on some of the major concerns that affect women. This includes reproductive health conditions such as PCOS, as well as issues like breast cancer and osteoporosis. Let's look at breast cancer, a condition in which abnormal breast cells begin to grow uncontrollably and form tumors. This disease can arise from mutations in key genes. It can also be influenced by external factors, including radiation exposure, obesity, and alcohol use. Common symptoms include a noticeable breast lump or thickening, changes in the size, shape, or overall appearance of the breast, alterations in the nipple, and in some cases, bloody discharge from the nipple. Early detection and awareness of these signs are critical for timely treatment and better outcomes. Now, when it comes to managing and treating breast cancer, several key treatment approaches are commonly used. These include surgery, chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and hormone therapy. Each of these strategies plays a specific role, either in removing the tumor or controlling its growth, to ultimately improve long-term outcomes. Now, when we look at the data, it really shows how widespread these conditions are among women across the world. Breast cancer continues to be a major health concern as well, with around 2.3 million women diagnosed each year. These numbers clearly highlight how significant these conditions are, and they emphasize the importance of understanding them better and exploring effective ways to support women's health. Now let's take a closer look at how sesame seeds, with its unique combination of bioactive compounds, can potentially play an important role in supporting women's health. And the way we're going to approach this is we have a very powerful technology called Cytosolve, which I spent many decades developing. So for many reasons, you'll discover with the modern advent of the field, but we're applying this to everything. So we thought, why not apply this same approach to women's health too? To give you a clearer picture, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process, what it is, what we do, and exactly how we do it. The very first step in our process is mapping out the molecular pathways. To do this, we carefully review and analyze the published scientific literature, gathering insights from multiple studies to build a clear and accurate picture of how these pathways function. Once we've completed our analysis, the next step is to share our findings with the scientific and medical community by publishing them in peer-reviewed journals. The next step is to convert those biological interactions into mathematical rate equations using the principles of physical chemistry. This helps us capture how the system behaves over time. Then, using those mathematical models, we perform combination screenings to test how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify which combinations have real potential and can even lead to discoveries. And we secure patents for them. And from there, we move into licensing and manufacturing, making sure these discoveries can be translated into practical solutions for people. Right now, you can see that we're working across a wide range of health, disease, and wellness areas. We have several formulations in development, each at different stages, from phase 1 through phase 6. In phase 6, we've already created two very powerful products and made four key discoveries that have received patents. In phase 4, we're actively conducting screenings across 7 areas, while in 9 other areas, we're focused on modeling. Additionally, 5 areas are in publication development, and 9 more are advancing through systems architecture work. And the exciting part is that all of you can get involved. We'll be enabling opportunities to contribute, whether through donations or, in some cases, participating in spin-offs of these projects. Now we're moving into the initial phase known as systems architecture. In this stage, I'll be sharing some key insights to help you understand how the overall system is structured and how its components work together. One of the products where we've already gone through the entire workflow is MV25. For this product, we first developed a comprehensive systems architecture that captured all the key biological interactions. Once that framework was complete, the findings were formally published. After publication, we proceeded with detailed in silico modeling to simulate and analyze the system behavior. We conducted combination screenings and made key discoveries by first modeling all the molecular pathways of osteoarthritis, a condition affecting nearly 500 million people using CytoSolv without any external funding. After completing the detailed modeling, we published our findings and analyzed a wide range of natural foods to identify effective combinations of ingredients. Through this process, we successfully brought these ingredients together and were fortunate to make a significant discovery with the potential to impact treatment strategies. We discovered a combination of natural ingredients capable of targeting osteoarthritis at the molecular level. Within this combination, we identified two highly effective ingredients in precise natural dosages that influence all the key molecular pathways in the system architecture, helping to reduce pain. To validate these findings, we not only published the results, but also secured a United States patent. This milestone marked the first time we both supported other companies and manufactured the product ourselves for direct use. And now I'll play a short video to show you the CytoSolv process and how we implemented it. What's exciting is that we already have a tangible solution that has gone through all these steps, and this approach can be applied to virtually any disease. One such solution is MV25, and we're now using the same methodology for women's health. While we're not finished yet, we're actively working through every step of the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at CytoSolv created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the CytoSolv Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is CytoSolv optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by CytoSolv. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
This goes beyond theory. Many people think you can just talk about ideas without taking action. But here we've gone end to end, creating a powerful solution that can truly make a difference, offering a completely new way of development, independent of Big Pharma. So head over to mv25.life, what we call the momentum to move. Ordering this product can help support you personally, and at the same time, it's a way to contribute to everything we're building and advancing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs, and I love pets. We're also firmly committed to being against animal testing in all our work. Using the same systems-based approach, we created K9701, a whole health supplement for pets. It combines 15 to 20 natural ingredients to support overall well-being, and you can get it as the whole health pet supplement. We've also developed Healthy Tea, which comes in 7 unique blends, each targeting a specific area of health: Joint Tea, Digest Tea, Breathe, Tranquility Tea, Detoxy Tea, Femininity, and Immunity. Now, we're excited to introduce your body, your tea, a special collection designed to balance the doshas and support overall wellness. This range includes Vata Tea, Pitta Tea, Kapha Tea, Vata Pitta Tea, Pitta Kapha Tea, Kapha Vata Tea, and Tridosha Tea. Since we're talking about women's health, I'd suggest Femininity. It's our carefully crafted herbal blend, and it's an excellent choice for supporting women's health and overall well-being. Our latest line focuses on immunity. The first product, D3K2 Magnesium, combines vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate, backed by decades of research to strengthen and maintain your immune foundation. Building on this, zinc copper quercetin delivers a synergistic blend of well-studied nutrients, precisely formulated to optimize immune function. So with that, we're all set to move forward. Right now, our Cytosolv Women's Health Initiative is in the systems architecture phase, which means there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to get involved. We're open sourcing our knowledge and processes so that you can actively participate and contribute. Let me take a moment to revisit this and walk you through it once again. In phase one, we begin by mapping the systems architecture of women's health. At this stage, our focus is on understanding the feedback loop between hormonal imbalance and overall health. By looking at this connection through a systems-level perspective, we can build a strong foundation for identifying key molecular targets and exploring potential natural or synthetic interventions in the next phases of the pipeline. We're actually going down to the root of the problem. We're starting fresh, looking at all the research to truly understand what's happening. Unlike the pharmaceutical model that targets just one pathway, we take a holistic, systems-based approach to support women's health. Let me briefly walk you through this image. The process starts in the brain, where the hypothalamus and pituitary gland release hormones that control the ovaries. Normally, estrogen maintains balance through negative feedback. But here, that feedback fails, leading to excess LH production. This disrupts ovarian function, increases androgen and estrogen imbalance, and affects follicle development. As a result, this creates a cycle of hormonal imbalance that negatively impacts women's reproductive health. Understanding this connection helps us identify molecular targets for natural or synthetic interventions in the next phases of the pipeline. In understanding the systems architecture of women's health, we look at the many different factors that play a role, from genetics and hormones to lifestyle and diet. Things like insulin resistance, thyroid function, stress, smoking, or even high-carb diets all have an impact on overall health outcomes. By seeing how these pieces connect, we can build a stronger foundation for developing targeted solutions. Once finished, we'll move ahead with publishing it. Next, we'll process everything and build out our models to bring the whole picture together. In phase four, we move into combination screening. Here, we look at a wide range of potential ingredients that could work together to support and improve women's overall wellness. The potential ingredients considered for combination screening include Acuranthes aspera, Gymnema sylvestre, Black Cohosh, Dong Quai, Echinacea, evening primrose, fenugreek, German chamomile, ginger, ginseng, maca, red clover, ginkgo, shatavari, turmeric, valerian root, black cumin, cinnamon, sesame, ashwagandha, Myrinda officinalis, aloe vera, pomegranate, flax seeds, and wheatgrass. Each of these is evaluated for its individual and synergistic effects before moving forward to the discovery and patent stage. There are 25 ingredients here, each with data supporting its benefits. The challenge and the reason there's been no breakthrough is that while you'll find plenty of videos highlighting these individually, The real question is how they work together. How do you crack that code? That's exactly what we aim to explore. We're not claiming to have the solution yet, but we are taking a systems approach. By first mapping out the complete architecture, we can begin to uncover what's truly happening. But today, we're going to focus on sesame seeds, one of the 25 promising natural compounds with the potential to help improve women's health. Through our cytosolve analysis, we found that over the past 222 years, sesame seeds have been the subject of 5,174 research articles and 164 clinical trials, highlighting their extensive study and recognized importance in both scientific and clinical research. Now let's take a look at the composition of sesame seeds. There are 35 key molecules found in sesame seeds. There are many others, but these are the key ones that have been well researched. Over 180 phytochemical components have been identified in sesame seeds, their oils, and various parts. These include minerals, vitamins, fatty acids, and the main active ingredients that contribute to their nutritional and therapeutic benefits. First, sesame seeds contain 10 essential minerals, including calcium, copper, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, sodium, and zinc. Next, they provide 8 key vitamins, such as beta-carotene, vitamin E, and a range of B-complex vitamins, including B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, and B9. They also include a variety of beneficial fatty acids, like oleic acid, linoleic acid, palmitic acid, linolenic acid, lignocerous acid, caproic acid, behenic acid, myristic acid, and margaric acid. And finally, sesame seeds contain powerful active compounds such as sesamin, sesamol, sesamolin, sesaminol, sesamolinol, matarresinol, samin, and sesangolin, all of which contribute to their health-promoting properties. And here you can see the structures of the key active compounds present in sesame seeds, including sesamin, sesamol, matarresinol, sesamolinol, sesaminol, sesamolin, sesangolin, and samin. Each of these compounds plays an important role in contributing to the therapeutic potential of sesame seeds. Now let's turn to the key biological effects of sesame seeds. They have strong antioxidant properties, which help protect cells from damage caused by free radicals. Their anti-inflammatory action can reduce swelling and irritation in the body. Sesame seeds are also known for their anti-diabetic benefits, helping to regulate blood sugar levels. They provide cardioprotective effects, supporting heart health, and have shown anti-cancer potential. Additionally, they are hepatoprotective, meaning they help protect the liver. Their anti-melanogenic properties can help prevent excessive skin pigmentation, and they even offer auditory protection to help maintain healthy hearing. Now let's move on to explore its health benefits. Sesame seeds are known for a wide range of health benefits that go far beyond just women's health. Research suggests they may help in managing oxidative damage, cancer, colon health issues, inflammation, liver disorders, cardiovascular diseases, and even diabetes. When you look at all of these effects together, it really highlights how versatile sesame seeds are as a natural remedy with broad therapeutic potential. Now let's take a look at what we've discovered through our combination screening process. Specifically, we'll focus on the findings related to sesame seeds. Once again, we're sharing original research. Let's take a closer look at what's really happening at the biological level. Now here we can see how sesame seeds, particularly their key bioactive compound, sesamol, may help in inhibiting cancer progression. Sesamol works by increasing the expression of Wnt inhibitory factor 1, or WIF1, through demethylation of its gene promoter, which enhances its activity. This WIF1 protein then blocks Wnt signaling by preventing Wnt from binding to its receptor complex. As a result, beta-catenin is degraded more effectively, reducing its movement into the nucleus and limiting its transcriptional activity. This leads to the downregulation of key targets like epithelial mesenchymal transition, cyclin D1, and PCNA, which are involved in cancer growth and spread. Overall, this process helps inhibit cancer progression by reducing cell proliferation, limiting metastasis, and improving cell adhesion. Now here we see another important way sesame seeds may help in managing osteoporosis, mainly through their anti-inflammatory effects, especially via the compound sesamol. Sesamol works by enhancing parathyroid hormone, or PTH, signaling. When PTH binds to its receptor, it triggers the production of CAMP, which then activates protein kinase A and AKT, signaling pathways. AKT then phosphorylates CREB, allowing it to enter the nucleus and promote the expression of BMP2, which is a key factor in osteoblast differentiation and bone formation. As BMP2 activity increases, it leads to better osteoblast maturation, improved bone mineralization, and enhanced bone repair, making sesamol particularly beneficial in conditions like osteoporosis. Now, connecting this to women's health, osteoporosis is especially common in women, particularly after menopause, due to a decline in estrogen levels. Estrogen normally helps maintain bone density, so when it decreases, bone loss accelerates, increasing the risk of fractures. So, by supporting bone formation and reducing inflammation, sesame seeds may play a supportive role in maintaining bone health in women. And we are now in the process. Once we do this, we will then file patents, and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out Gynosolve is going to do. We're right here in the first phase of systems architecture. So now, how can you help with this and be part of the solution? If you're interested, you can actually get involved. You can take down this link and set up a time to meet with us. Whether you want to support this initiative or learn more, there are opportunities to actively participate. We're taking a very systematic approach to this process. Additionally, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can also schedule meetings to discuss them directly with us. You can also support this work directly by visiting vashiva.com/openscience and contributing to the Cytosolve Open Science Institute, which helps us continue advancing research on natural compounds and their scientific mechanisms for public benefit. You're also welcome to join our monthly symposiums, which are on the first Tuesdays of every month. You can register at cytosolve.com/symposium. These sessions are completely free for Warrior Scholars, and they're a great opportunity to learn, connect, and deepen your understanding of systems science and natural medicine. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again, you see, the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research. They make up stuff, and they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of signs between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding, and they want to start their own institutions. Cytosolve offers a completely different approach where everyone can participate. So that's what I wanted to share. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at sesame seeds, we have found through Cytosolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that sesame seeds have very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Now let's look at some clinical evidence. This graph shows how sesamin, a natural compound found in sesame seeds, compares to metformin in managing diabetes. Here, diabetes was induced using streptozotocin, which caused a big rise in blood sugar levels, shown by the high HbA1c percentages. When low and high doses of sesamin were given, the blood sugar levels dropped noticeably. What's especially interesting is that the high-dose sesamin group had reductions very close to those seen with metformin treatment. Overall, this suggests that sesamin could be nearly as effective as metformin in lowering elevated blood sugar, highlighting the potential of sesame seeds as a natural option for supporting diabetes management. Building on its impressive metabolic benefits, sesame seeds also demonstrates powerful protective effects against gastric ulcer by measuring free and total acidity in the stomach. In the ulcer control group, acidity levels were extremely high, as you can see by the tall red and orange bars. When pantoprazole was given, acidity dropped sharply. Interestingly, sesame at both 0.5 milligrams per kilogram and 1 milligram per kilogram doses also caused a significant reduction in acidity, almost matching the effect of pantoprazole. Overall, this suggests that sesame can be as effective as pantoprazole in reducing gastric acid and helping manage gastric ulcers. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience and donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have a women's health initiative you can contribute to. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now, you might be wondering, if sesame seeds is so effective, why isn't everyone using it? The truth is there's no such thing as a one-size-fits-all solution. Just like any treatment, what works incredibly well for one person may have little to no effect on another. It really comes down to finding the right solution for the right individual at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for instance, a study by Wei in 2022 showed that supplementing with 100 milligrams per kilogram of sesame seeds significantly improved antioxidant activity. Similarly, sesame oil supplementation at a dose of 100 milligrams per kilogram was found to help protect against hearing loss. Another study by Lorindo and colleagues in 2023 reported that consuming 100 milligrams per kilogram per day of sesame seeds orally for 6 weeks helped prevent inflammatory bowel disease. And finally, for reducing acute colitis, sesame seed oil at a dose of 4 milliliters per kilogram for 7 days was shown to be effective. Of course, this isn't medical advice. You should always consult with your physician, but the studies do show this, and it's something to consider. Now, while sesame seeds does show potential benefits, it's important to be mindful of possible issues, especially at higher doses. Three of the main concerns include allergic reaction, weight gain, and endocrine disruption. These aren't common at typical amounts, but it's something to be aware of. Again, we're not giving medical advice here. Always consult your healthcare provider if you're considering sesame seeds for therapeutic use. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if sesame seeds is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a black dot will move to different points, indicating the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. And you can see here that sesame seeds lowers both vata and kapha doshas, while it tends to increase pitta. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back and help to maintain the balance. Obviously, the black dot here is going to take you away. But this is a condition where sesame seeds may be right for you. So again, we have these three powerful platforms, VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. Some argue that when you give things away, people don't really value them. But our approach is to lean toward what benefits people the most. But I hope you guys get involved, and this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim to be good for women's health, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve, out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out, and allows us to teach others to figure this out. To summarize our discussion on sesame seeds and women's health. First, sesame seeds are a rich source of essential nutrients, including fats, proteins, vitamins, minerals, and dietary fiber, all of which support overall health. Next, the active compound sesamol helps inhibit the Wnt beta-catenin signaling pathway, which plays a role in cancer progression. By doing this, it suppresses processes like EMT, cell proliferation, and metastasis. And finally, sesamol also enhances PTH-mediated osteogenesis, which supports bone formation and may be beneficial in conditions like osteoporosis. And we are right now in Gynosolve, which is a new spin-out at the first phase of systems architecture. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. And with that, we wrap up our discussion on the benefits of sesame seeds for women's health. Today, we took a systems approach, exploring the intersection of health, science, and even societal factors. If you want to get smarter, healthier, and stronger, I encourage you to get involved with Truth Freedom Health. One of the most powerful ways to support both yourself and this mission is by becoming a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We've shared many opportunities to take action, and I hope you found this session valuable. For those who joined late, today's focus was sesame seeds and women's health, and this is part of an ongoing series that will continue. Stay engaged, support your own advancement, and remember, everything we do here is designed to empower your growth and well-being. Be well, and thank you.